Prescription drugs don't work if people can't afford to buy them.
Mindy Hooley is the Utah Insulin for All chapter leader. Hooley says after a change in insurance policies increased their deductible, she was forced to walk away from the pharmacy without filling her son's insulin prescription 2 years ago because the cost increased to $800 out of pocket.
Insulin shouldn't cost more than my car payment, my house, or our food bill each month.
Hooley says her son began to self-ration his insulin and could have died if she hadn't taken him to the doctor. Hooley's story is one faced by many families across the country, as one in four patients with type 1 diabetes ration insulin due to costs. This is something many lawmakers are hoping to counter by proposing caps to lower monthly costs for insulin, such as House Bill 207 in Utah. The bill would incentivize insurance companies to charge no more than $30 for a 30-day supply of the life-saving drug, and that's if they don't waive the cost entirely by placing insulin in the low-cost drug tier. Emma Worsham, a student at Utah State University, has been dealing with type 1 diabetes for more than 13 years. She says she first became aware of how expensive insulin was when she saw a medical bill on the kitchen counter when she was 14.
I was like, I better not do any extracurriculars. I better not need extra clothes for school. Like, I don't want to ask for anything because I cost so much.
HB 207 unanimously passed the House Health and Human Services Committee hearing on Thursday. If the bill passes the Senate and is signed into law by the governor, Utah will become the third state to place a cap on insulin copays after Colorado and Illinois. Reporting for Utah Public Radio, this is Kat Webb.